On September 11, 2001, Lieutenant Colonel Steve Z survived the Pentagon attack only because falling debris shielded him from a fireball. Though physically intact, his mind fractured. Nightmares, hypervigilance, rage, classic PTSD. Years of therapy barely touched it. Then he discovered mindfulness meditation, and something shifted. Not a cure, but something more profound. His brain began to change. Steve's journey captures meditation's modern promise: stress relief, better focus, emotional balance. But here's what most people miss. These benefits represent just the surface, what researchers call the wide path. Beneath lies the deep path, meditation's original aim, not temporary calm, but permanent transformation. Can sitting quietly actually rewire your brain? Can fleeting peaceful states become enduring peaceful traits? After decades of rigorous neuroscience, the answer is yes. But the real story is far more nuanced than the mindfulness hype suggests. In 1974, Richard Davidson returned from India proposing to study meditation scientifically at Harvard. The response? Career suicide. Daniel Goleman faced identical dismissal. Academia viewed consciousness studies as pseudoscience. Yet both had witnessed something compelling. Practitioners fundamentally transformed, not just temporarily relaxed. They called it altered traits, characteristics reshaping daily life, distinct from fleeting altered states. Their lifelong partnership began. While Goleman explored contemplative traditions, Davidson built the scientific foundation. The Dalai Lama challenged them, rigorously test Tibetan practices for taming destructive emotions. But popularity brought problems. Swami X, a supposed yoga master, failed every Harvard lab test, later revealed as a shoe factory manager. Scientific data gets distorted into sales hype. Questionable claims about brain structure go viral despite methodological flaws. The research landscape exploded from a handful of 1970 studies to thousands annually with wildly varying quality. What rigorous science reveals? Short daily practice offers benefits, but greater possibilities require deeper commitment. More hours invested yield more profound changes, culminating in brain patterns never before observed.
Early meditation studies, including Goleman's Harvard dissertation, had serious flaws: potential experimenter bias, lack of replication, subjective measures, and primitive technology. His stress recovery study showed experienced meditators recovered faster than novices, but the findings were questionable. Modern research addresses these issues. Davidson's lab employs skeptics and publishes negative findings to counter bias. However, problems persist. Most studies use weird subjects: Western, educated, industrialized, rich, democratic, limiting generalizability. Researchers often lump different meditation types together despite distinct effects. Breath focus promotes relaxation, loving kindness generates positive mood, thought monitoring requires continuous effort. A critical flaw is vague experience categories like beginner and expert without documenting total lifetime hours. Davidson's lab now meticulously calculates practice time. To address the Hawthorne effect, where any positive intervention produces temporary improvements, Davidson developed the Health Enhancement Program as an active control. When compared to mindfulness-based stress reduction, both groups showed comparable improvements, suggesting many early benefits stem from expectation or social bonding rather than meditation itself. Even mindfulness lacks clear definition, with scientific measures relying on self-report questionnaires developed with college students rather than actual meditators. In 1979, Jon Kabat-Zinn discovered that focusing on pure sensation could dissolve suffering by separating physical experience from emotional reaction. His mindfulness-based stress reduction program became the world's most practiced mindfulness approach. Research using thermal pain stimulators found experienced Zen meditators tolerated more pain than controls. Brain scans revealed they had decoupled higher brain regions, evaluation, emotion, from sensory circuits. They felt pain physically but didn't react emotionally. What feels like unified pain actually comprises sensation and our reaction to it. Cliff Sarin's study tracked participants through a 3-month retreat with 6+ hours of daily meditation. Meditators improved their ability to inhibit automatic responses on attention tests, with gains persisting 5 months later. In the Trier social stress test, describing job qualifications to stone-faced interviewers, then performing mental arithmetic, meditation-trained teachers showed faster blood pressure recovery and smaller cortisol rises. When asked for wisdom, a Zen master simply wrote, "Attention," then repeated it. William James called returning wandering attention the very root of judgment, character, and will. Advanced Zen monks maintained strong brain responses to repeated sounds, resisting habituation. Scientists once believed the attentional blink, momentary blindness after spotting a target, was hardwired. Yet Vipassana meditators completing 3-month retreats showed 20% reductions through calmer responses to initial targets. Ancient monks passed rare grapes to those in greater need, selfless acts meditation aims to cultivate. Yet compassion gets blocked easily. Divinity students preparing sermons on the Good Samaritan ignored a moaning stranger when time pressured. Sharon Salzberg became a leading advocate of loving-kindness meditation after studying with SN Goenka. You silently repeat phrases like, "May I be safe," first for yourself, then loved ones, neutral people, and finally all beings, even difficult ones. During a 1989 dialogue with the Dalai Lama, Sharon noted many Westerners' self-loathing, which astonished him. In Tibetan, Pali, and Sanskrit, compassion naturally includes oneself. Does compassion training lead to helping? In Davidson's lab, volunteers trained in compassion gave nearly twice as much to victims compared to those trained in cognitive reappraisal. Their brains showed increased activation in circuits for attention, perspective taking, and positive feelings. The stronger these activations, the more altruistic their behavior. Compassion enhancement comes quickly. Even 7 minutes of loving kindness practice temporarily boosts positive feelings and social connection. Tanya Singer discovered empathy and compassion activate different neural circuits. Empathizing with pain triggers alarm systems. Compassion activates warmth and love circuits. Yale research found loving-kindness meditation reduced unconscious bias after 6 weeks, while merely learning about compassion without practicing produced no change. Jon Kabat-Zinn developed MBSR at UMass Medical Center for Chronic Conditions. Research shows physical benefits. Participants had smaller inflammation patches, faster skin healing, and decreased pro-inflammatory molecules with 35+ minutes daily practice. Davidson's lab found experienced practitioners significantly down-regulated inflammatory genes after one meditation day. Studies also found MBSR lowered loneliness-triggered inflammatory genes and increased telomerase activity, affecting cell longevity. Brain research yields mixed results. While Sarah Lazar's 2005 study showed meditation thickens brain regions, Davidson's lab couldn't replicate this. A neuromyth emerged about MBSR shifting brain activity patterns, never replicated. The strongest evidence supports reducing psychological distress and improving quality of life for chronic disease patients, palliative benefits, not cures. Even the Dalai Lama, meditating 5 hours daily, has knee arthritis. For mental health, evidence is robust. Mindfulness-based cognitive therapy halved relapse rates in treatment-resistant depression. A Johns Hopkins review of 47 studies confirmed mindfulness reduced anxiety, depression, and pain as effectively as medications without side effects. Steve Z's story illustrates meditation's PTSD impact. The Pentagon attack survivor struggled with trauma and alcoholism until finding relief through Walter Reed Hospital's mindfulness program. Loving kindness meditation helped him manage symptoms, leading him to become a veterans therapist. Seattle VA research confirmed this. 42 veterans improved after 12 weeks of loving kindness meditation. However, meditation has challenges. Jay Michelson's Dark Night during Vipassana retreat, intense self-hatred, highlights potential difficulties. At Brown University, Willoughby Britton's Dark Night project supports those facing meditation-related psychological challenges. Like any powerful tool, meditation requires proper guidance and realistic expectations. In September 2002, Mingyur Rinpoche traveled from his Kathmandu monastery to Davidson's Wisconsin lab. Despite 256 EEG sensors attached to his scalp, he alternated between one-minute compassion meditation and 30-second rest periods, a mental task researchers doubted was possible. When Mingyur meditated, monitors showed massive electrical bursts precisely matching each meditation period. His fMRI results were astounding. Brain circuitry for empathy increased 700 to 800% above baseline, an intensity exceeding anything seen in normal people. With 62,000 lifetime practice hours, Mingyur came from a family of meditation experts. After living as a wandering mendicant for 4.5 years, he returned to Davidson's lab in June 2016. Comparing brain data from 2002, 2010, and 2016 revealed remarkable results. Though chronologically 41, Mingyur's brain resembled that of a 33-year-old. Months later, Davidson and Antoine Lutz discovered something stunning. All the yogis showed elevated high-amplitude gamma oscillations even at rest, the same pattern Mingyur displayed during active meditation. While gamma waves typically last a fifth of a second during insight moments, these yogis maintained this pattern for a full minute, with oscillations 25 times greater than controls. This unprecedented pattern persists even during sleep, suggesting continuous residual awareness. What began as temporary meditation states had become permanent tremits of consciousness. Research reveals clear improvement from beginners, under 100 hours, through long-term practitioners, average 9,000 hours, to yogis, average 27,000 hours. Sustained practice deepens initial benefits, lessened stress reactivity, strengthened emotion regulation, enhanced neural resonance with other suffering, and sharpened attention. At the world-class level, truly remarkable effects emerge. Meditation states merge with daily activities as altered states stabilize into altered traits. For these masters, concentration becomes effortless. Neural circuits for effortful attention go quiet while focus remains perfect. Meditation expertise increases steadily beyond 10,000 hours, with deliberate practice and expert coaching creating the most improvement. The authors envision mental fitness becoming as routine as physical fitness. Their decades-long research journey has yielded substantial evidence. Sustained mind training creates lasting brain changes, confirming ancient practitioners' wisdom. The question is no longer whether meditation can transform your brain, it's whether you're willing to discover what your mind is truly capable of becoming.